This is Akashvani. The news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji today on a two-day official visit marking the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthigeyan, High Commissioner of India to Fiji. Our correspondent has reported that President Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and the day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji, William Katonevere, and Prime Minister Sitiveni Ravuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. She will also visit the Gandhi Memorial College in Suva and Sri Siva Subramania Swami Temple in Nadi. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. President Murmu will visit New Zealand on 8th and 9th August on the second leg of her tour. She will hold a bilateral meeting with Governor General Cindy Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. President Murmu will also address an international education conference in Wellington and address the Indian diaspora in Auckland. The Lok Sabha today approved the demands for grants under the control of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25 after discussion. Replying to the discussion on demands for grants in the House, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda said the Modi government has given utmost priority to the health sector. The Union Minister informed that the budgetary allocations have gone up from 33,278 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 90,958 crore rupees in 2024-25, registering an increase of 164%. He said of the total budget, 55% of the amount is spent through the National Health Mission. Bangladesh has plunged into chaos as violent clashes between police and anti-government protesters resulted in the deaths of at least 90 people yesterday, with hundreds more injured. The demonstrations began last month with students seeking to end a quota system for government jobs, but clashes has now turned into a wider anti-government movement and one of the most significant crises during Hasina's 20-year rule. The government has imposed curfew for an indefinite period and cut off broadband and mobile internet services in several parts of the country in an attempt to stem the unrest. Our correspondent reports, in Bangladesh, the protesters have given a call for a long march to Dhaka amid the situation is very critical in Dhaka and other parts of the country today. The government has deployed the army and other law enforcement agencies to stop such action and to enforce the curfew imposed from yesterday evening. The entry points of Dhaka are blocked by their security forces. However, there are updates coming about crowd gatherings and violent clashes from Dhaka and many other cities of Bangladesh. Amid the rising tension in West Asia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly issued a stark warning to G7 foreign ministers about possible retaliatory actions by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel. The warning comes in the wake of recent assassinations of key figures in Hamas and Hezbollah. According to sources familiar with a phone call between Blinken and G7 ministers, the U.S. believes that both Iran and Hezbollah may launch attacks on Israel as early as Tuesday. The exact nature of these potential retaliations remain unclear. Earlier, Blinken talked to his GCC counterparts for de-escalation efforts. This heightened alert follows the recent killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh and senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr, actions widely attributed to Israel. These assassinations have significantly escalated tensions in the already volatile Middle East region. Global markets were in the deep red today following big falls last week by major indices around the world. Stock markets in Asia plunged after weak jobs data in the United States on Friday sparked fears of a recession in the world's largest economy. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indexes were both down by more than 10% in afternoon trade. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.